Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to our daily newscast live from Rim Radio Studios. This is your anchor, Yusra Rajoun. Joining me today are Maryam Banaisa on reports and Mohammed Ayoubadine behind the mixing table. Stay tuned for the most up-to-date national and international news coverage. These are the headlines. Djibouti's National Assembly press stresses importance of parliamentary diplomacy in promoting distinguished relations with Morocco. Morocco expresses solidarity with Palestinian people amid delicate and critical face, expressed Bourita. UN urges parties in Sudan crisis to ensure safety of civilians amid escalating violence. Starting this newscast on national soil, President of the National Assembly of Djibouti, Dailida Mohamed Dailida, stressed on Wednesday in Rabat the importance of parliamentary diplomacy in promoting the distinguished relations uniting the Republic of Djibouti and the Kingdom of Morocco. In a statement to the press following his talks with Speaker of the House of Representatives Rachid Talbi El Alami, the leader praised the excellent level of bilateral relations, which he described as fraternal and historic, particularly in cooperation between the legislative institutions of the two countries and the role it can play in raising the level of bilateral relations. Minister Nasser Bourita expressed Morocco's unwavering support and solidarity with the Palestinian people in this critical phase. He reiterated the appeal to the international community and world powers to intervene and end the aggression against the Palestinian people and their territory. More details with Maryam Banaisa.
In a strong show of support, Morocco stands firmly with the Palestinian people during this critical phase, calling on the international community and world powers to intervene and halt the ongoing aggression. Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates Nasser Bourita reiterated this message in Rabat, emphasizing the condemnation of Israel's repeated attacks on Jenin and the resulting devastation. These acts of aggression undermine the prospects for dialogue and peace in the region. The situation is deemed highly critical, jeopardizing any remaining hope for peace in the Middle East and exacerbating extremism and violence. The importance of a just and final resolution of the Palestinian issue was underscored with the recognition that lasting peace in the region hinges on a two-state solution based on the 1967 borders, with East al-Quds as the capital of Palestine. The Omani foreign minister joined the call for a peaceful and comprehensive solution, emphasizing the need to uphold international law and restore the legitimate rights of the Palestinian people in accordance with UN Security Council resolutions and the Arab Peace Initiative.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez highlighted the strong and strategic relationship between Spain and Morocco, stating that it serves as a positive model for other countries. Speaking on the Telecinco channel, Sanchez emphasized the importance of economic ties, trade and investment concentrated in Morocco, and acknowledged the significance of cooperation in security, counterterrorism, and addressing irregular migration. Sanchez expressed solidarity with Morocco, recognizing the challenges it faces as a host country and the impact of migration from the unstable Sahel region. He urged a broader perspective when discussing immigration, emphasizing the shared responsibility and the challenges faced by Morocco. The hashtag #BharBlaPlastic campaign, led by Her Royal Highness Princess Lala Hasna and the Mohammed VI Foundation for Environmental Protection, has commenced its fourth edition, set to continue until September 15th during the summer season of 2023. More details with you, Maryam.
The Mohammed VI Foundation for Environmental Protection, led by Her Royal Highness Princess Lala Hasna, has launched the fourth edition of the B7 #BharBlaPlastic campaign. This initiative aims to raise awareness about ocean pollution and is part of the Foundation's Clean Beaches program, now in its 24th season. With 109 beaches involved, including 27 awarded the prestigious Blue Flag label, the program ensures clean, safe, and vibrant beach spaces. The Foundation, in collaboration with the General Directorate of Local Authorities and 26 economic partners, is providing support to these beaches. Joining the United Nations Decade of Ocean Science for Sustainable Development, the Foundation is committed to combating marine pollution. The B7 #BharBlaPlastic campaign has been recognized as an official activity within the decade and received the Best Practice Prize from Blue Flag Beaches worldwide.
Moving on to Geneva, where entertainment meets sports, The official theme song for the 2023 Women's World Cup, Do It Again, which was produced under the artistic direction of Morocco's Red One, is now available, the International Association Football Federation, FIFA, has announced. In less than 1 month, the two artists, Benet from New Zealand and Morad from Australia, will take center stage to deliver a performance of Do It Again at the opening ceremony of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023, to be held at Eden Park on 20th July. Now moving on to international news, the UN Refugee Agency has called on the crisis parties in Sudan to ensure the safety of civilians. Expressing deep concern, the organization urges the conflicting parties to put an end to the aggression suffered by the people and territory, emphasizing the need for intervention by the international community and world powers. According to the United Nations Media Center, the organization confirms that 28 refugees hosted by Sudan were killed in Khartoum on June 25th, when the fighting besieged their area of residence. Additional refugees were also injured in the accident. Armed groups have obstructed the escape of 500 refugees, subjecting them to harassment, violations, theft, and other criminal acts. The agency monitors the situation and provides protection and consultations and assistance to those seeking safety. The conflict in Sudan has displaced over 2.5 million people since April, exacerbating the already complex refugee situation in the country. Concluding this newscast in sports, as always, in a thrilling semi-final match of the U23 Africa Cup of Nations known as AFCON, Morocco's U23 national football team emerged victorious against Mali with a 4-3 win on penalties. The game took place at the Prince Mouné Abdellah complex in Rabat yesterday at 9 p.m. With his victory, Morocco not only secured a spot in the tournament's finals, but also qualified for the Paris Olympic Games 2024. In the earlier stages of the U23 AFCON, the Moroccan team showcased their strength by topping Group A with 6 points. They began their campaign with a 3-in-the-last-minute 2-1 win against Kenya, and in the subsequent match, they played their attacking prowess with a dominant 5-1 victory over Ghana. And that concludes today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and remember to keep up with us for the latest updates to stay informed. As for me, I'll meet you tomorrow at the same hour.